Quran, Quran, towards understanding the Holy Quran, towards understanding the Holy Quran.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said that a person who sends one time durood upon me, Allah azza wa jal sends 10 mercies upon him. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, once again we welcome you into this beautiful silsila of Madani channel. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will discuss verse number 94 of Surah Al-Baqarah and few other verses along with it. Allah Azza wa Jal says,
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. قُلْ إِنْ كَانَتْ لَكُمُ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَالِصَةً مِنْ دُونِ النَّاسِ فَتَمَنَّوُا الْمَوْتَ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ.
Translation from Kanzul Iman. Say you, O beloved, if as per your claim, the final home, that is paradise, according to Allah, is exclusively for you, not for others. You should therefore desire death to reach paradise promptly, if you are truthful. The Jews claimed that paradise is reserved for only them, as mentioned in verse number 111 of Surah Al-Baqarah. In this verse, Allah Azza wa Jal refutes their false claim and says to His beloved Messenger sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, say to them, O beloved, according to your claim, if the abode of the hereafter, which is paradise, is exclusively for you, not for the other believers, that is the Muslims, then why do you not long for death if you are truthful? In this world, there are a lot of difficulties that everyone is facing, including the Jews. So why do they not desire death and go to paradise, which they assume is exclusively for them? The reality is that they hate and fear death the most in comparison to all other people. Then in the verse number 95 of Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah Azza wa Jal says,
وَلَنْ يَتَمَنَّوْهُ أَبَدًا بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِالظَّالِمِينَ.
And they will never wish for it because of their evil deeds which they have done previously. And Allah knows well the transgressors. It is said in this verse that they will never long for death because they are fully aware of their own handiwork in altering the message of Allah Azza wa Jal in their divine book, and that is the Torah. They falsified and distorted the true message of Judaism by hiding the many forms of praise regarding the last and the final prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which were evident and known to the Jewish scholars in the Torah. And Allah Azza wa Jal is well aware of these transgressors, and that is the Jews. This is the true disclosure of the hidden character of these Jews, that despite having severe enmity against Islam and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they did not long for death. They could have pretendedly asked for death just to prove that the verse of the Holy Quran is wrong, but they could not even do that.
وَلَتَجِدَنَّهُمْ أَحْرَصَ النَّاسِ عَلَىٰ حَيَاةٍ وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا يَوَدُّ أَحَدُهُمْ لَوْ يُعَمَّرُ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ وَمَا هُوَ بِمُزَحْزِحِهِ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ أَنْ يُعَمَّرُ وَاللَّهُ بَصِيرٌ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ.
And undoubtedly, amongst all people, you will definitely find them most desirous of life, that is, to live in this world. And amongst the polytheists, one group desires to live 1,000 years. And the granting of such a long life will not keep that group away from punishment. And Allah is observing their evil deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this verse, and certainly you will definitely find the Jews most desirous of life amongst all the people, even more desirous than the polytheists. And amongst the polytheists, one group desires to live 1,000 years, and the Jews want to live longer than that. But even if they were granted such a long life, it will not keep them away from the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah Azza wa Jal is ever observing their actions, and nothing of their state can ever be hidden from Allah Azza wa Jal.
قُلْ مَنْ كَانَ عَدُوًّا لِجِبْرِيلَ فَإِنَّهُ نَزَّلَهُ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ وهدى وبشرى للمؤمنين.
And say, O beloved, whoever is the enemy of Jibreel, let him be. So it is he, that is Jibreel, who has brought down this Quran upon your heart by the command of Allah Azza wa Jal, confirming the previous books, and it is guidance and glad tidings for the Muslims. This verse number 97 was revealed due to the utterance of one of the Jews. His name was Abdullah bin Surya. He said that Jibreel alayhi salam was the enemy of the Jews because of him disclosing the true facts from Allah Azza wa Jal regarding the deception of the Jews, which are mentioned in the Holy Quran. And for bringing the news of resultant punishment upon them. They reject the revelation brought down by him and stated that if any other angel, like Angel Mikail alayhi salam, brought it, they would believe in it. Allah Azza wa Jal says to his beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say, O beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever be the enemy of Jibra'il, then let him be and let him perish in his anger. Jibra'il alayhi salam has such a great status that it is he who has brought down this Quran to your heart by the command of Allah Azza wa Jal, confirming the previous books. And the Quran is total guidance for the Muslims and glad tidings of everlasting bliss in paradise.
من كان عدوا لله وملائكته ورسله وجبريل وميكال فإن الله عدو للكافرين.
Whoever is the enemy of Allah and his angels and his messengers and Jibra'il and Mika'il, so Allah is the enemy of the disbelievers. It is said in this verse that whoever is an enemy of Allah, his angels, his messengers, and in particular Jibra'il and Mika'il alayhim salam, then Allah Azza wa Jal himself is an enemy to these disbelievers, and that is the Jews. From this verse we learn that whoever has enmity with the beloveds of Allah, he is the enemy of Allah. It is mentioned in Sahih al-Bukhari, whoever shows enmity towards my wali, towards my friend, I declare war on him.
وَلَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ آيَاتٍ بَيِّنَاتٍ وَمَا يَكْفُرُ بِهَا إِلَّا الْفَاسِقُونَ.
And undoubtedly, we revealed clear verses towards you, O beloved, and no one would deny them but the disobedient. Allah Azza wa Jal addresses his beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this verse, and he Azza wa Jal says, and verily Allah has revealed verses towards you with manifest signs explaining commands and prohibitions. And only the transgressors, that is the non-believers, particularly the Jews, disbelieve in them, and only they deny the signs of Allah Azza wa Jal.
أَوَكُلَّمَا عَاهَدُوا عَهْدًا نَبَذَهُ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ.
And then, whenever they enter into a covenant, does a group from them not cast it aside? Rather, most of them do not believe. In this verse, the message is given that whenever the Jews made a covenant with Allah Azza wa Jal, that they will believe in the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he appears, or that they will not give assistance to the idol worshippers against the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Does a group amongst them not reject it? It means that they have rejected it. They did not fulfill this covenant. In fact, most of them do not believe in the actual Torah. They just claim that we believe in Torah, but what was in Torah, they altered it, they changed it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this verse that they do not believe in the actual Torah, they believe in the distorted Torah.
وَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَهُمْ نَبَذَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ كتاب الله وراء ظهورهم كأنهم لا يعلمون.
And when a messenger came to them from Allah confirming their books, so a group from amongst the people of the book threw away the book of Allah Azza wa Jal behind their backs, and that is the Torah, by rejecting it as if they had no knowledge. In this verse it is said that when the promised messenger from Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned in their book, and that is the Torah, appeared in front of them, namely the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, confirming what was with them, and a group amongst them cast away the scripture behind their backs. That is to say, they rejected the command concerning belief in the final Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as though they were unaware of what it contained. Whereas the same Torah had informed them clearly of the arrival of the final messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal, Sayyiduna Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have learnt few verses of Quran Kareem with brief tafsir, translation from Kanzul Iman. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand His book, the Quran Al-Majeed, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to practice upon it and make us good, firm, pious Muslims. So dearest viewers of Madani Channel, wherever in the world you are, stay in touch with Dawat-e-Islami. Keep watching Madani Channel. Travel in Madani Qafilas. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
قرآن قرآن towards understanding the holy Quran towards understanding